Tefillah for Life, Shir 680, Erev Shabbos, Kedush, Parshas Korach, Sunday, Parshas Chukas Balak. We are discussing the interesting phenomena that the Pasuk says, Hariyu Lashem Kol Aretz. Why is it important that the entire world should call out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Why is that so important? And Avigdor Miller adds an interesting piece to this conversation. He says that when a person appreciates what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does for him, he wants that everybody else should also be part of this. He has something to share. It's important to him. And therefore, he proclaims, Hariyu Lashem Kol Aretz, because he feels the ahava for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he also wants everybody to come help him. Because when one person does it alone, it's one level of thanks to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But when a bunch of people do it together, it's a whole new level of thanks. And Avigdor Miller is teaching us the secret for developing Ahavas Hashem, which in our generation we struggle with. How many people feel an Ahava for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Zok David HaMelech Mizmar L'Soida Hariyu L'Hashem Kol Aretz. When a person acknowledges and really acknowledges the favors that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does for him, the regular favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, the normal day-to-day, what you're essentially doing is you are bringing Ahavas Hashem into your life. The more you acknowledge what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does, the natural response will be Ahavas Hashem. And the more you double down and you thank Hashem for this and for that, the more ecstatic you will be with Ahavas Hashem. You want to develop Ahavas Hashem? A very simple tool. Simply by acknowledging what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does. And the more you study it, the more you pay attention to it, the more you work on it, the more you make lists like we explained, the more Ahavas Hashem you'll develop. And it will come natural. The Chayvis Halvava says this. The more a person acknowledges what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does for him, the more he feels subservient, the more he feels the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because you're forced, but because how do you repay the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for doing so much for you? And that is the healthy approach to Avodas Hashem. When a person develops Ahavas Hashem, it becomes much easier to control yourself in Nisyonos. Not to look what you're not supposed to look at, not to say what you're not supposed to say. That's developed through thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through acknowledging what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does for you. That is Mizmar L'Soida. And when a person develops Ahavas Hashem, he wants everybody else to join with him. He appreciates his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.